Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Skin Report. Today, we are going to talk about skincare products and ingredients for a darker skin tone. Hi, Shahira.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
As always.
Today, the topic is very personal because, A, I have darker skin. You also do. And I think it may answer a lot of questions that people have or may not realize that they needed an answer for, which is skincare for their darker skin tone.
Yes, you know, it's so interesting because I think there is generally more recognition for skin tone specific solutions. We know that the makeup industry has done a really good job with that. And the skincare industry is just starting to recognize that, you know what, we do need different types of skincare or skin ingredients for specific skin issues that people with darker skin have.
Obviously, there are a lot of ingredients out there. When it comes to formulation of skincare, yours is medical grade, for example. Why is skin tone such a huge part of the formulation process and just the actual philosophy of a skincare routine?
So, you know, if you look back at what kinds of solutions people with darker skin tones have used for their specific skin tone problems, you know, the first thing is people with darker skin tones tend to have more hyperpigmentation issues. And that could include dark spots after they've had acne. It could also include things like melasma. Those are skin conditions that are more prevalent in those skin types. And it could also just mean uneven skin tone from just skin aging, you know,
or sun damage.
So typically what people have been resorting to has been a lot of bleaching, and bleaching in many different ways. And bleach in general is an acid. And I'm not saying people are applying actual bleach, but they're applying products that are bleaching agents, or they're very high concentration exfoliants that will help clear skin. That's not going to happen when you have a darker skin tone. If you apply something that's very acidic, like a high concentration exfoliant, like a glycolic or lactic acid, or you apply a bleaching agent, you're actually going to break your skin barrier. And, you know, melanin, the pigment that causes our skin, gives us our skin tone, its job is to protect our skin. So it goes into overproduction when your skin senses an insult in the skin barrier. And that's where the problem is. In the skincare industry, I should say, bleaching has been a common solution for a lot of hyperpigmentation issues. And we really need to change that thought process. And instead of doing any kind of bleaching, we should be focused on skin barrier protection and building healthy skin. Healthy skin is always going to be even. It's going to be clear. There will be less melanin production because you don't have to, if your skin is so healthy, it's protected. It doesn't need to fight insults by producing more melanin. And to achieve that, again, there's not one cream or one ingredient right. That'll do that. And you know, a lot of, that's the other thing. A lot of people think
treatment.
That. Yes, a lot of people rely on, I'm going to take this in this one ingredient based product line because it's it's for lightening my pigmentation. No, that's not how skin works. Skin is a cycle. It renews in a cycle and it renews continuously. When you're looking at making your skin healthy so that you have even skin tone, even pigmentation, you need to incorporate product that nourish every part of that skin renewal cycle.
I know that so many women who listen to our show are either close to or in menopause and are starting to experience changes in their skin, weight, and sleep. As an internal medicine doctor and a woman in my 40s, I know the importance of women optimizing their health during this hormonal transition through options like bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Our brand new sponsor, Winona, is here to help women who are dealing with menopause or perimenopause. Winona is a collection of OBGYN health professionals who believe that symptoms are important, real, and deserve to be taken seriously. Winona is the home for physician-prescribed bioidentical hormone replacement therapy with an easy-to-use network of doctors based in your state who can make getting started with HRT a breeze. Winona's bioidentical HRT is made from plant-based hormones rather than synthetic ones, so it aligns with your body's natural rhythm to offer relief from hot flashes, weight gain, and other uncomfortable symptoms. 80% of women who use Winona find relief within just 90 days. Visit buywinona.com today to start your free visit. With free U.S. shipping and the ability to pause or cancel at any time, your path to wellness has zero obligations. Use the code SKINREPORT by winona.com for 25% off your first order. That's BYWINONA.com/SKINREPORT.
So if one, because there is a need for, you know, exfoliators, there's a need for glycolic gel, there's a need for things to kind of help speed up that, like you say, that exfoliation process or your skin renewal. So if someone does want to incorporate and they have a deeper or darker skin tone, if they want to incorporate something that they're hesitant to because they're like, this is going to burn my skin, it's going to dry out my skin, it's going to make my skin itchy or break their skin barrier. If they want to incorporate a glycolic gel or an exfoliator, or a brightening product, what is the key thing that they need to look out for to ensure that they have that most optimal skin renewal?
If you have a darker skin tone, doesn't mean you can't exfoliate. It doesn't mean you can't use glycolic or lactic acids. But what it does mean is that every time you use one, it needs to be paired with an anti-inflammatory botanical, or it has to have some mechanism that is skin protecting at the same time. Glycolic acid is excellent because it basically, you know, just sort of eats up all the dead debris that is sitting on our skin, and it makes our skin really nice and clear and ready to better penetrate, active ingredients from skincare products that we apply on top. But it's also very acidic. So if it's balanced with something that's anti-inflammatory, it will protect your skin barrier. And that was actually when I did my product formulation. That was the key, to consciously make a formulation that delivers an effective, clinically proven active ingredient, but it also does so in a way that it doesn't break the skin barrier and augment excess pigment production. And every product formulation is a pairing of that. And if you don't have products that are paired naturally like that, you kind of have to take you have to take that extra step. But yeah, so if you're going to use a plain glycolic gel, make sure you have a lipid-rich moisturizer with it.
When you refer to skin tone, do you normally use the Fitzpatrick scale?
Yes. So I use the Fitzpatrick scale. The Fitzpatrick scale basically categorizes skin tones based on how your skin reacts to the sun. A Fitzpatrick 1 through 3 will tend to burn in the sun with exposure. A Fitzpatrick 4 or greater, what we consider darker skin tones, they don't tend to burn in the sun, but they do tend to get darker in the sun. They don't experience a sunburn if they've been in the sun for a long time. People of Fitzpatrick 4 and 5 include people from South Asia, the Middle East, East Asia. Fitzpatrick 5 through 6 is more African descent. So those are sort of the ethnicities that tend to fall into those skin types based on the Fitzpatrick scale.
People can see where they fall on that scale from lightest to deep, darkest skin tone.
Exactly. And if you're very light, but your skin, it doesn't mean it changes your Fitzpatrick. So you could be a very light person from South Asia that still means you're a skin type 4.
To kind of like tie a bow on a skincare routine, what is the ideal skincare routine for somebody who falls on that Fitzpatrick scale 4 through 6? So for reference, medium dark skin to deep, deep dark skin. What does their ideal routine look like?
So the ideal routine should be using a cleanser that doesn't overdry your skin so that you can wash off all that dead skin and debris that we build every single day and also improve your product penetration. Have a vitamin C or any kind of antioxidant serum that you apply next. Apply a moisture sealing agent like a hyaluronic acid snow mushroom or something that seals your natural moisture in so that you're not constantly losing moisture to the air. and then, of course, sunscreen. And that's a very typical daytime routine. And at nighttime, you would do all those things, but apply a retinol. Retinol speeds up your skin renewal cycle, and it's appropriate for any skin tone, of course. But with darker skin tones, make sure you're pairing that retinol with some sort of moisturizer so that the drying effect that retinol has doesn't make your skin barrier break and make you actually hyperpigment.
If anyone has any questions about the ideal skincare routine for any skin tone, any placement on the Fitzpatrick scale, what do you recommend they do?
They can definitely ask us questions in our comments. They can also make episode topic recommendations. And thank you again for being with us today. Please share, like, and interact with us on our platforms, because we're always checking and happy to get back to you.